I'm Jeff Cohen for WNPR News. The city of Hartford and the developer building its new minor league baseball stadium appear to be at an impasse, as the stadium will likely not be ready for baseball in April. The owner of the Hartford Yard Goats baseball team also says he's got to find a plan B, and that could mean playing at least the first month of games on the road. Hartford taxpayers are paying for a $56 million stadium that was to be ready for baseball on April 7th. But the developers say they never had the control they needed to build that facility on budget, and now they're anywhere from $5 to $10 million over budget, and the stadium probably won't be done in time for opening day. Here's how I. Charles Matthews, the chairman of the Stadium Authority, put it at a meeting yesterday.
Time is important. I think we do have to give the Eastern League and the ball team a date certain, and we can't do that as we speak. So I do think we're in jeopardy of not playing ball, I hate to keep saying it, in 2016 if we can't nail this thing down sooner rather than later.
Meanwhile, the developers at Dono Hartford LLC say they're willing to contribute to help fix the problem, but it's not going to be an easy negotiation. Here's Dono's Bob Landino.
We're not going to write out a check for a problem that we firmly and confidently could look ourselves in the mirror every morning and feel that we didn't cause.
The city rejects Landino's position, but both sides say they need to work together to find a solution before more lawyers have to get involved. Meanwhile, all of this was horrible news for Joe McKethrin. He's the president of Minor League Baseball's Eastern League. He was visibly upset, said he was lied to, and said that baseball may not be played in Hartford on April 7th, but it will be played.
And I will have a plan for all 142 games in the Eastern League. And it might be painful and it might not work. But I'll tell you what, that pain's going to be shared. And there's a day of reckoning.
It's not clear what that means, but it's also not clear what the next steps will be. That may be up to Mayor Luke Bronin. This is a problem he inherited in his first week in office. Jeff Cohen, WNPR News.